Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So it's Valentine's Day, and everybody's so busy telling their loved ones how much they're working on dinner and doing something over the top. And I would like to celebrate on Valentine's Day the stupid things I love, the shallow things I love, the things that have nothing to do with my loved ones, like... I love a clean refrigerator. That's no, seriously. Like when you know, like in the vegetable drawer where there's always that like leftover little stuff. And you don't know what it came from, like from a lettuce head a long time ago in our way. When I open that drawer and it's clean, now of course I have to do it. So I love that. I love finding a parking spot that's close up, that's easy to get into. Mm-hmm. Like that's like, don't you feel like you won the lottery that day?
Oh yeah.
When that happens? Do you have any shallow things that you love?
In baseball season when the Yankees win, I think it's great. I'm like, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
But it's like, why? They don't even know me.
They don't know you. Well, that's right. Why does that make you happy?
I don't know. And it's different guys every year. So it's not like I'm rooting for people. I'm rooting for laundry.
Right. But I actually think what happens is we think we have to work really hard at finding things that make us happy or make us feel loved. When it could be something as simple as my husband makes me coffee every morning.
That's nice.
And when he doesn't
make
me coffee.
Sweet.
Yes. These are the things that I think we should celebrate on Valentine's Day. You know, my husband, honestly, I needed gas the other day. My car was gone. He took my car. He filled it with gas.
Did you tell him to, or did these things just happen?
He just did it. Yeah.
You didn't say I have to get gas, and then he went and did it.
Yeah, so to me, you know, when everybody's like big gestures of love on Valentine's Day.
I think it's the smaller ones that are winning.
Yeah. I don't need that. I need you to take my car for a wash just because it needs it.
My husband emptied out the dishwasher one time.
Okay. These are the things we have to celebrate on Valentine's Day. I think we have to celebrate the stupid things we love, or like I call it, the shallow things we love. Like, you know, my husband does not have to buy me fancy perfume. If he went and got me a really good hand cream from, you know, the Rite Aid, I would be happy with that. Yeah. You know, like it doesn't have to come from a fancy store. If he, I hope he's not listening, because then he thinks he's off the hook. You know, it doesn't have to be jewelry. It just has to be that little thing that shows me that you are paying attention to me.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.